I thought the effort was good. We're adjusting to the league. Our young players played a good game. Their D's are playing a fast game, and their top line is heavy. So we've tried different matchups against their top line, and first two goals, it's one-on-one battles. It's not collectively, it's just one-on-one battles, then penalty kill, and then the open net. So take away those two one-on-ones, it's a tight game. So I think the effort was good. Yeah, well, again, it's you play with five guys on the ice, but at the end of the day, it's a one-on-one battle on the puck most nights. And those details will make a difference, finding a way to get to their net and finding those loose pucks and protecting in front of our net. Other than that, we've played a good game. We had some D-zone time. Good sorts. Our guys did a good job on different face-offs. We adjusted well, I think, in the second and some parts of the third period to create some offense. But it's all about details and then just one-on-one battles.
Were there any players you could single out that really had a strong game
tonight? Quite a few, but I think Marco Dano was really strong on the puck. He was playing his game. I think I really liked his energy. He did a good job in front of the net on the power play. So I'm thinking about Marco right now because we had a good chat yesterday, and he's responding well.
Were the turnovers a bit of a concern tonight, or were they the same number?
Well, we're absolutely. You don't want to turn the puck over. You want to move the puck forward. So making those decisions and teaching those guys to make the right decision when it's the right time to carry the puck inside and when it's not. So that's something we'll talk about tomorrow.
To have a Brendan Kitchen out of the lineup, we talked a little bit yesterday about what a hole that is. Is it the blue line going to be a bit of a work in progress with him and all the minutes that he takes up not in the lineup?
Well, for sure. He's a veteran guy, and he's creating offense. That might be one more or two more scoring chances that we have tonight with Kitch in the lineup. And that's why we had six forwards at the end of the game to play 6-on-5, because we think we have a lot of offense up front. So we're gonna try things, and we're going to stay positive. That's the only thing. Without Kitch, there's nothing we can do. That's part of the game.
Nelson's giveaway there on that one goal. Is that something that these kids have to learn? Do they almost have to do it? To learn not to do it, he kind of went between the legs,
yeah,
behind the back kind of thing.
That's a process. Yeah. That's part of the American League, and we're gonna keep putting those guys on the ice, and those guys are willing to learn, and we're there to teach them. So that's part of it.
Yeah.